I don't necessarily see it as a sort of reaction to what's been going on in terms of results this season and the fact that they have struggled so much. I think given that we were told a couple of weeks ago on BBC Radio Nottingham by one of the club's directors, John Pelling, that David Pleat has not really been involved in any of the signings at the club for over a year now. And given that for several months we've been saying that the much-fabled Transfer Acquisitions Committee isn't actually in existence any longer. I suppose when you take those two facts into account, it's not too much of a surprise then that now David Pleat steps down, as the club says, from his role as a part-time football consultant.
Do you think that's got through to the fans? Because, you know, yesterday there was massive discussion on this show about what next for Nottingham Forest, and so many of the calls and the texts mentioned David Pleat.
Yes. No, I don't think it had. I think the fans were convinced that the acquisitions panel was still in existence, and no matter how many times it was said that it wasn't, that kind of message hadn't got across.
So is that what this is about, really? It's about saying, you know, definitely there is no acquisitions committee because there's no David Pleat anymore.
Yeah, I mean, this reinforces that message that now Forest have. I mean, the thing is, Forest's transfer policy. And process, I suppose, is the correct word. The process was very similar to the way it works at many other clubs. In other words, a scouting network headed up by Keith Burt, who now gets the grandiose title of Director of Recruitment and Scouting. He was the chief scout. Headed up by him and obviously the manager and assistant manager feeding in identified talent, they go to the chairman and say, can we afford this? That's where the finance director gets involved as well, and then chief executive and finance director go and sort out the money and sort out deals, and that pretty much is the way that a lot of clubs operate these days. It's no longer the case that fans often throw Brian Clough sleeping on Archie Gemmell's sofa in the faces. That doesn't happen in modern day football, not just at Forest but anywhere. But the anomaly with Forest was that they had this extra person in there. They had this football consultant figure. They had David Pleat in there, and nobody quite knew where he fitted into that structure. And so the removal of him kind of just makes fans aware that there really definitely is no transfer acquisition committee anymore, and B, really does make Forest's transfer process very, very similar to most other clubs in the country.